Blog Talk Radio.
Hotep Habarigani,
divine, all blessed peace and love, unity and community. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor. Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize, materialize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tai and Mecca, and the legendary, historic, enchanted, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist, hoodoo, obeya life path and journey, passing down the great obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me here daily, each and every working weekday at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Divine Revelation and Manifestation, Affirmation and Manifestation, Materialization, right here and right now in this divine time, space, and moment. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, during my live airing broadcast only, 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number one on your telephone keypad when you are ready with your question, comment, or request. Please do have patience with me. I will address you as time and spirit do allow. And as always, know that after the show ends at 2 o'clock, I always provide ritual music until the very last person hangs up on the phone line. So do get your call in before the end of the show if you wish to be a part of the after show. And that number again is area code 347-215-8967. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of understanding and power, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, And please do recognize that many other qualified ministers, numerologists, astrologers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince, King Groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationship, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And also remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, respectively, the King Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website, where you can find featured virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, utilizing their Blog Talk Radio archive player, the Truth Terrorist, the Queen Ifama, serving up nothing but the butt naked truth here on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, but you can find her featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio player. You can also find Amiti Anuket, who is the hostess and practitioner, astrological practitioner of Temple Radio, and you can now find Amiti Anuket featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Amiti is an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe. Also know that you can find authentic Sangoma priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare, goddess Love Light, my very special sister priestess and an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, and Oshun priestess. And you can find her transforming lives one drumbeat at a time via her archive radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You can also find Sister Abana and Racism Non-Anonymous teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of this revolutionary 12-step program in the recovery room. And she is blogtalkradio.com/RNA, Racism Non-Anonymous. And you can find her featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Also find these powerful supporters of the House of the Divine Prince, Tide Potions and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as in our various community endeavors. Teresa Callahan, proprietor and handcrafter of Angelic Soaps. She can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Experience Nubian Jewels, an African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle, and that would be the Queen Felice Akushawa of www.nubianjewels.biz. And she can now be found featured 24 hours a day in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Be reminded that the powerful truth terrorist Queen Ifama also makes handcrafted African and African-inspired jewelry pieces. So do also visit her, one of my faithful supporters, friends, and elders within the community. Also now in the King's Chamber of my website, you can find Brother Majadi Baruti of Ujak Temple, where we have made the goddess first and foremost in our worship and our understanding. And he is featured 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, virtually via his Blog Talk Radio archive player in the King's Chamber of my website. And someone also that I endorse and have known almost 25 years, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, Big Steve, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve. And you can now find him featured in the King's Chamber of my website. and know that you can visit and find these powerful voices, obviously via their individual main Blog Talk Radio profiles, but also by visiting my website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in 360 degrees of divine unity and community at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, acknowledge, recognize, support these powerful individuals within the various virtual temple groups that I have on my website, where I offer Pan-African, world, spiritual, religious, numerological, astrological practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions, and those links can be found beginning in the center of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. These practitioners have comments, they have ratings, they are well documented. Many of us have been providing spiritual services for many years. So please do take the time to show us your support. And also, while it's in the forefront of my mind, if you haven't already, please do click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player. Mark me as a favorite. This will add me to your friends list and will give you privy to upcoming show topics, and special guests. But also, it's a way of showing your support for the Divine Prince, also the Divine Prince, Ty Potions, and Hoodoo Central, being here with you live and in archive on Blog Talk Radio. Also, please support our sponsors as they are placed on the page, AT&T, Verizon, whoever they may be, because they do rotate each and every time you visit the page. This is another way of showing us that vote of confidence and also supporting us being here with you live and in archive, offering Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Divine Affirmation and Meditation, and Unity and Community with you here on Blog Talk Radio. I am really up to my ears, if you will, in work and requests. The show will probably only be about 35 to 45 minutes today. I do apologize. Do join me here again tomorrow at high noon, where I will be present and on point with you. But I will be forward momentarily with more of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Pipo Silva, and Hoodoo Central, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Affirmations and Meditations, and, of course, ritual, hoodoo, and voodoo music here with you live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. All is indeed a blessing. I shall be forward momentarily. On my right hand, my little one. Divine, all blessed, peace and love, unity and community. Again, I want to humbly honor and welcome each and every one of you for being present with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, here at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Tarot 1, Queen B1, Pretty Kitty, Just Natalie, Josh Slim, all of our special guests, Fire Witch, Candeleo, Kalahat, humbly, gratefully, Habaragani, divine peace and love to each and every one of you, and of course to those of you who are present with me on the phone live. I'm truly humbled by your divine being and revolutionary presence at this time and juncture in our history, in our dispensation, if you will, on the planet. Indeed, I have many things that I want to have to talk about, but as I said a little earlier in the show, I do have to do some cemetery work today and get some requests completed. And as you know, my motto, my theme is I specialize in results. So indeed, I must move forward with my clients on their requests. That is a high priority, as is this square circle of God and Goddess, is indeed a high priority. But no one understands. I have to also attend to the ministry and the request. So I will be ending the show a little bit earlier today. But I do want to share some things with you, some information with you, and get you thinking about all the events that are going on right now in the world, regardless of your religious affiliation and understanding, or even more because of your religious affiliation and understanding. And what is that understanding? And is there any true preparation for survival being talked about, being exercised, being prepared for within our communities? I know me and some of the members of my family talk about it daily. I know that me and my community and circle, if you will, talk about it daily, particularly those of us who survived Hurricane Katrina and had that wake-up call, that warning of preparation of things to come, if you will. Indeed, there are things to come. No one understands this. As I shared with you on yesterday, Minty Anuket, a faithful member in our community, has reactivated her show, if you will, and she will be giving us a more thorough astrological weathering in the coming days. But I will share that today we are under a Pisces sun in the 10th house, Cancer moon in the 1st house, Mercury in Aries in the 10th house, Venus in Aquarius in the 8th house, Mars and Pisces in the 9th house, Jupiter in Aries in the 10th house. Saturn and Libra in the 4th house. Uranus and Aries in the 10th house. Neptune in Aquarius in the 9th house. And Pluto in Capricorn in the 7th house. And indeed, a door is open. Only those who would be deeply in denial have not that understanding at this time. Japan affects the world. No matter where you are, who you are, if you're concerned about your economy, if you're concerned about your fuel prices, your gas prices, know that Japan is the third largest economy in the world. So there will be a reverberation, if you will, from this event. I think it is many avenues of discussion for this event, particularly as we compare it to Haiti, as we compare it to New Orleans and Hurricane Katrina. But for today, a big word came out through our opening discussion and on Facebook. And remember, I am at www.facebook.com/thedivineprince. And you could write The Divine Prince as one word and capitalize The Divine Prince. A big word, a major word that reverberated with us was preparation, particularly for those conscious thinkers, for those revolutionary, evolutionary people, so-called within our community. How much real preparation is going on to survive? It's one thing to focus our energies into anger and war. And if you aren't seeing the signs, war will not be the upset, if you will, of the planet. I thoroughly believe hold to natural disasters from within and from without, long before we ever have an opportunity, I believe, to manifest a so-called third world war. These wars will erupt in many wars, in wars and rumors of wars, in various places, more so as we move forward over resources, particularly water. Water is a great resource that I think many still have not really put into perspective as we move forward and the population of the planet continues to grow and explode. And large numbers of people choose to live in cities. And I understand that, you know, it's a personal choice, but I had to, being from the North, being raised in the North, technically the South, Maryland is still a part of the South, but culturally it's the North. I knew at some point I had to get out of the city. I had to be able to cultivate food, catch fish, if you will, catch food, harvest food from nature. What nature will be still left if we don't contaminate it all? And the disaster, impossible disaster looming now with the nuclear reactors, is a major thing. If you don't think, you know, this is not an alarmist message. If you aren't already alarmed, you're probably in a coma or something. You know, so this is not an alarmist message, if you will. But you've got to open your eyes and pay attention. And we often think and associate earthquakes with California and St. Louis, Memphis, Tennessee. That Mississippi River Valley has a major intersection, if you will, cross-section of fault lines where one fault line motion will activate other fault line motions, increasing the possibilities that if and when we do have a quake, and we will at some point, it could very well be a major event. such as we are now seeing in Japan. I think they're being on an island, and there are other things that further complicate that situation, of course, and their reliance on nuclear power. But indeed, those events can and will happen here. And my question is, how prepared truly are we, are you, are your family, for survival? We can all talk about war. We can all talk about debate. But how prepared, how ready are you for survival? I'm going to take just another quick break. I'm going to come back and show some love and support for my local community and sponsors. And as I stated earlier, I probably will be ending the show early today. I've got to do some cemetery work. Major cemetery work has to be done. I'm also operating and working on some requests, and those need to be attended to. And some of you are listening to me now, and you know who and what I'm referring to. So I'm going to take just a quick break, and I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing.
Do you love me? Oh yeah. Do you love me so? Do you love me, y'all?
Divine all blessed unity and community. I don't want to neglect my community, friends, sponsors, and local businesses. Zion Trinity, songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual music, and just about anything in between, captivate the masses with powerful harmony and original music that feeds the soul. Zion Trinity was established by the creator in 1997 as a prayer group, and is known today as New Orleans' female vocal sensation. They have been the opening acts for Joseph Hill and Culture, The Wailers, Burning Spear, Lucky Doobie, Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, Roots Underground, and Groundation. On the international stage, Zion Trinity has performed at the Harlem Jazz Club and Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Their soulful music has been pumped on radios from Ghana and Ethiopia to Salt Lake City, San Francisco, Guam, France, and beyond. Their international, diverse, and dynamic world beat reggae, jazz, funk, and African ritual music. And they are available for festivals, workshops, background vocals, jingles, commercials, studio sessions, conventions, and conferences. And for booking, you can visit their website at www.ZionTrinityBand.com. Or, obviously, and always, contact the Divine Prince for more information. I also want to invite you, if you are local to New Orleans, for March 19, 2011, come experience the sounds of New Orleans' own Bambula 2000 Limbo Dance Experience. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. This event will take place at the Epic Center, 3220 General De Gaulle Drive, behind the McDonald's. You can get more contact information at www.internationalartsfoundation.com. Again, that's www.internationalartsfoundation.com. And, of course, you can get more information from the Divine Prince via Facebook or my website. I also want to show all due honor and respect to Priestess Miriam Shamani of the Voodoo Spiritual Temple and Cultural Center, one of my very fond supporters here in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the French Quarter. You can find her at www.voodoospiritualtemple.org, www.voodoospiritualtemple.org, Priestess Miriam Shamani of the Voodoo Spiritual Temple. I would like to also recognize Joy Guha Sakar, proprietor of Earth Odyssey, and my favorite crystal, mineral, and gem shop, located at 306 Chartres Street in the French Quarter. You can get more contact information for Earth Odyssey at www.earthodysseynola.com or by contacting the Divine Prince. And my favorite spiritual supply store is F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supplies. Felix Figueroa, F&F Spiritual Church Supplies, located at 801 North Broad Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And you can contact them at 504-482-5400 or by contacting Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio. And last and not least, King and Queen Emporium International, 2500 Bayou Road at North Bergeon Walk. New Orleans, Louisiana. Their contact information can be found at www.kingandqueenemporium.com. And, of course, you can get more contact information for these individuals respectively by contacting me, the Divine Prince, here at Blog Talk Radio, or by visiting my Facebook at facebook.com/TheDivinePrince, or by visiting my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. So in this divine moment, we loose peace and love, unity and community. We bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Vipers and vampires, haters and perpetrators, rocks and imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychic spiritualists, liars, backstabbers, false prophets, fearmongers, strong arm prophetizers, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, destroy, and enslave progress, spiritual evolution, and forward motion. We bind all manner of danger, seen and unseen, evil known and unknown, and we loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for immediate revelation and manifestation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors, Gedun and Egun and Gede, and all those who've gone on before us, transition, and which would assist us all in that which is good and righteous here and now in this divine time, space, and moment. We forever reverberate them, reiterate their names, and enliven our lives with their divine presence, wisdom, and understanding, ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. May we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it. I, even me. As we enter now this hallowed sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they will project upon and recreate and reshape all towards that which is most pure, most true, most authentic. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light and love, truth, power, and understanding, we light that, illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, our heads and our deities, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. We pour libation now for rejuvenation, rebirth, re-energization, not only of the fortitude, will, strength, and endurance of our ancestors, but even ourselves. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all, ever fading back into light and into God consciousness. and know that all is indeed a blessing. I will be forward momentarily.